For episode 923 of Phone Boy Speaks, I'm essentially going to put out what I put into the Phone Boy's opinion feed, which you can find and subscribe to independently on iTunes, or go to opinion.phoneboy.com to find the RSS feed. Enjoy. Now, a lot of people on the internet are happy today because the United States Supreme Court has decided that the bans that exist on gay marriage in about 14 U.S. states, those are all unconstitutional, and therefore, that effectively means that marriage is now legal. Gay marriage is now legal in all 50 states, which, I'm definitely happy for that. I can see why people are excited. There's also been some other news that, that's been happening about around the Confederate flag in the United States. And, it represents a darker part of our history, I guess. But the Confederate flag is still there. And of course now people all of a sudden want to get rid of it. And so they've pressured a lot of retailers to remove items that have the Confederate flag on it. So I'm kind of struck by both of these things, right? So just because you ban a symbol, right? Or you make a certain behavior legal, right? That doesn't actually change people's minds, right? There are still people in the world who have, bigoted or anti-gay messages or anti-whatever, right? Just because you ban a symbol of it doesn't change the underlying behavior. The fact that we still have, there are still people in this world who think that it's okay to discriminate based on sexual orientation or the color of your skin or race or whatever, right? Those things are still happening. So, I appreciate that there's a victory, anytime that we're able to make some change that empowers people or brings people onto equal footing. At the same time, I don't want to think that just because we've done these things doesn't mean that the mission accomplished, right? Maybe in some respect it is, but on the other hand, the underlying behaviors that people are finding abhorrent are still there, right? And so just because they banned the swastika, right? There's still KKK skinheads out there who are still promoting the master race, whatever, right? I mean, so it's just because they've gotten rid of that symbol doesn't mean that the underlying behavior still isn't there. So there's still a lot more work to do in that regard. But I'm happy for folks. But just realize that, now the real work begins, right? It's, just because it's legal doesn't mean people are going to accept it. And so, hopefully we can normalize it and make that, I've never had an issue with two people deciding to live together and commit themselves to each other, right? And it's not my business, right? It doesn't affect me. So even though I may not choose that particular lifestyle or that way, people are going to do that, and it doesn't impact me. And I don't understand why people get all butthurt about it, but whatever. Anyway, so I'm definitely happy for my gay and lesbian friends who can now be married in every state in the union. I guess the hashtag love wins is appropriate today. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.